Mildura singer Philly aims to be a little bit different from what most people would expect when they meet a rap artist. He recently caught up with ABC's Merrill White, talking about how he got into hip-hop and where it might take him next.
I've always loved hip-hop music growing up. All my older foster brothers used to play the music all the time, so I really fell in love with it when I was about 5 years old. Very first song I remember hearing was Hip Hop Array by Naughty by Nature, which is a cool track. And then just from that, I started listening to a lot more music, in-depth music, a lot of the conscious rappers and rappers that really spoke to me, like Tupac Shakur. A lot of things he said in his music really related to me. And so I reached an age where I felt like I could do something with my voice as well, you know, reach out to the youth and hopefully inspire them to go out and, you know, really pursue their dreams or whatever else. And, you know, before that, I really wanted to be a professional basketball player, but it never worked out. So I think my whole idea of music or wanting to be a professional basketball player, more than anything, is just me wanting to be famous in a sense to be able to have that voice to speak to the youth and inspire them. I think it all just came around that. So I was 15 years old when I started rapping, and, you know, leading up to now, it's been a while. But I heard it takes a long time to be an overnight success, and, you know, people only really started knowing my name as of last year. But before that, I had won awards, I had toured Australia and all the rest. So yeah, I'm just enjoying it.
In that pathway to where you are now, you went to university and studied sociology because you had this desire to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously decided to set that aside for the time being and concentrate on your music. Is that something that you would be likely to go back to?
Definitely. My ultimate goal is to become a youth worker and open my own youth centre here in Majura for Indigenous and non-Indigenous kids. And hopefully through my status, I can supply, like, you know, amazing opportunities for them. So, you know, being that leader for the youth has really been, you know, a huge part of me wanting to really shape my career this way and be that role model. And community is super important to me. So I love giving back. Like, it's my favorite thing.
How do you express that in your music?
You know, I hardly, you know, swear in my music. You know, I've dropped one or two words here and there, but that's a big thing for me too. I know as an Aboriginal man that I'm going to get a lot of community events, so swearing is a no-no there for the kids and for the elders, and it really makes people appreciate it a lot more, I think, because hip-hop gets a bad rap itself in terms of, you know, people just think it's aggressive and they speak nonsense. But, you know, so I like to use it in a way where Indigenous people can relate to it, and, you know, they hear the stories and then they're like, oh wow, you know, I didn't like hip-hop until now, sort of thing. So because I grew up on country music as well, that essence of the storytelling is a huge reason why I feel like a lot of Indigenous people love it, because storytelling is a part of our culture. So I just incorporate that into my music, speak about more positive issues, speak about issues in the community, whether it be, you know, it might be a negative issue. I got a song on my album called Why, and it's based on domestic violence. And, you know, that's an issue I feel like I needed to touch on, because I've seen it, I've heard about it, so it really needs to stop. So I like to really use my voice to be that person to try to help.
Last year you were unearthed through Triple J and you won the 2014 Indigenous Artists Award.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going with that now?
Yeah, since winning that award, you know, that my buzz has become, like, massive. They've been playing my music on Triple J and I've been getting mad interviews, like, nationwide. And after winning the award, I got to perform at the NIMAS, National Indigenous Music Awards in Darwin, a part of the hip-hop showcase alongside Briggs, Last Connection and Jimbla, which are artists that I really look up to, Indigenous artists. And it was just really reassuring for me, I guess, because, you know, as a musician, I think every musician goes through it. You're always kind of second guessing yourself, like, wow, what if I'm the only person that likes my music, sort of, you know, tip. So just winning something like that and having my music played on the radio is really reassuring for me as an artist, and let me know that I'm headed in the right direction, you know. And I'm just out here just having fun now and recording music and touring and working in communities, writing music with people and all the rest. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying it.
When we were talking off air before, you were saying that until that happened, you'd only performed in Mildura, Robin Vale and Swan Hill. And so going on these national tours has been a, you know, a great buzz for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yesterday I only just got back to Mildura from Western Australia. I was in the Kimberleys out in a really remote community called Luma working with people on a song about diabetes and eye health. So, you know, these opportunities came through winning awards like the Noltovi Achievement Award or the Mildura Natal Artist of the Year Award or the Triple J Unearth Award. You know, it just has my name out there and people are like, all right, cool. You know, they read up on me and they get a good vibe from me before even meeting me because of just the type of person I am, because I don't smoke or drink and because I really push to be that leader for the youth. So they get me out on these tours to go to remote communities and work on music with the people in those communities. You know, chucked on a national tour where I'm performing in Brisbane and Sydney and, you know, Byron Bay and Perth and just all these different places I've never been to before is really amazing, and you know, I'm really enjoying it.
And how hard is it to write an engaging song about diabetes and eye health?
Yeah, it was a really tricky thing to do. So yeah, I've been working the last 2 weeks on the project. The first week we was in Ballarat, really working on the music, and throughout the whole week we had to write the song with the people in the community, record the song, shoot the video clip, edit the video clip, and present it on a Friday. So we started on a Monday and ended on a Friday, both weeks. The music came out really well and I really enjoyed the process.
Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Oh, I can't sing, no. But yeah, if you want to check it out, just type up, just go on YouTube and type in, you know, Luma, see what I see, and yeah, you'll see that video clip.
So what's next for Philly?
You know, we're looking to release my album either July or August. After that, I'm going to go on my own national tour. So that's going to be a bit scary. I've never been like the headline act of a national tour before. Hey, I'm just living day by day and enjoying all these opportunities that I'm getting. And yeah, we'll just see how we go.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us this morning. A real pleasure to meet you. And to finish off, I'd like to play a little bit of some of your music. What's your favourite?
You know, my favourite song I've worked on so far is a track that, you know, I was real fortunate to be a part of. It features a guy, goes by the name of Stephen Motlop, who plays for Geelong Cats. And we also got to work with an amazing producer, Momo of the Africs. So this song's called We On.
Pat Carroll, see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it, a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. Hey. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
I'm walking to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor. I can hear that crowd
bar.
It's what I live for. Just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for. Just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from. And you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great finding. I feel like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on.
He's from humble beginnings, older brother
single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
running back. Just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he's...
ABC Mildura Swan Hill, that's our local artist Philly, whose star is well and truly on the rise.